Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, November 23rd, 2021. I know a lot of you are tuned in today thinking I'm going to be talking a lot about the January 6th witch hunt committee subpoenaing myself and how they're drooling on national TV hoping I get arrested for something. It's all part of their globalist communist purge. And I'm going to cover some of that with Roger Stone in hour number two, but that's not our top stories. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's the fact the globalists are gearing up to launch new bioweapon attacks on us and are establishing UN-run martial law worldwide, as we told you they would 20-plus months ago when they launched this attack. And they've got all these other distractions and diversions going to cover up the Ghislaine Maxwell pedophile ring story we'll be breaking down next segment as well. Paul Watson also joins us at the bottom of the hour. This is a big broadcast today. Here is a key Greg Reese report.
Before recent headlines, most of us haven't been thinking much about smallpox. But an important timeline of events published by Corey Diggs shows us how the same foundations, corporations, and NGOs responsible for COVID-19 have been very busy with smallpox since June of 2001, when the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Johns Hopkins, and ANSWER, who was awarded the majority of money for Operation Warp Speed, simulated a smallpox attack on U.S. citizens named Dark Winter.
We're about to go into a dark winter,
and begin preparing for a smallpox attack. In September of 2007, the FDA licensed a new modern smallpox vaccine made by Sanofi Pasteur. In 2014, six vials of smallpox are found in a cardboard box at the NIH and transferred to the CDC. Months later, the first antiviral drug used to treat smallpox was created, funded by Bill Gates and the Wellcome Trust. On October 6, 2017, Emergent BioSolutions, responsible for a vaccine that injured over 300,000 soldiers, acquired the smallpox vaccine contract from Sanofi Pasteur. In July of 2018, the FDA approves a drug to treat smallpox made by SIGA Technologies, who signs a contract to maintain a stockpile of 1.7 million doses of their antiviral drug. September 3, 2019, Emergent BioSolutions is awarded $2 billion to deliver their smallpox vaccine into the national stockpile. Weeks later, one of only two labs in the world known to store live samples of the variola virus that causes smallpox suffers an explosion. And the FDA approves a vaccine to prevent both smallpox and monkeypox. In March of 2021, Merck secures over $300 million from the Biden administration and the Bill Gates Foundation to convert, upgrade, and equip their facilities. In June of 2021, the FDA approves the antiviral treatment for smallpox, which was funded by Bill Gates and the Wellcome Trust in 2014. In July, Oxford University assists SIGA in expanding use of their monkeypox drugs into the Central African Republic. On Halloween, Joe Biden signs an executive order to exercise authority over the National Defense Stockpile. Weeks later, Bill Gates warns governments of a smallpox terror attack. 7 days after that, several vials of smallpox are incidentally discovered at the Merck facility in Pennsylvania. The very next day, a rare case of monkeypox is discovered in Maryland.
What else are we not listening to that we need to take action on now?
Well, the idea of a bioterrorist attack is kind of the nightmare scenario, because they're a pathogen with a high death rate would be picked. Now, the good news is most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars Get Prepared Mega Blowout Sale 2021 is live right now. The biggest sale of the year. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and products like TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy, a listener favorite, back in stock, 40% off, again, with free shipping, double Patriot points. On top of that, we also have DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10 to clean out your cells, to boost your immune system. It's the Rolls Royce of this. It's 40% off. And now we have Super Coral Calcium Toothpaste. Similar to our previous coral fighting toothpaste, but even stronger, even more concentrated. It's now back in stock and discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So many great products available at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take advantage of these great products that enrich your life and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. Because I'm a loyal American and because I stand against this globalist takeover. They will not be successful. They can't be. Too many children and others will die under the chemical biological attack we're now under. The European Union, led by Germany, is now saying the next move will be forced injection with the COVID-19 genetically engineered bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine at the hands of the military and police. That will trigger a bloody civil war, which has been the plan they want, an excuse to go around and start killing people en masse. They're triggering a civil war worldwide. How did I know 21 months ago and literally put out hundreds of reports and segments on these shows, hundreds, saying that by the winter of 2021, you'll have them going around starting to do mass arrest of unvaccinated and taking them to camps? Because it was in the United Nations documents and even the CDC documents, because they follow the UN orders. They call it the SHIELD Project. Now it's happening in Europe. It's happening in Australia and it's happening in Canada. It's happening. That's a stack right here. German government says prepare for forced inoculations. No one will be allowed. It's not just we're going to lock you in your house if you don't take it. We're coming to give it to you. And the military started arresting and taking people out of their homes that haven't taken the injections. That's coming up. The Ghislaine Maxwell trial confirming the Clintons went to the island when they said they didn't and were involved in the trafficking of children. It's all coming out. That's why they're trying to distract us with all the rest of the garbage. That's going to be broken down. Paul Watson's going to join us to cover a host of issues at the bottom of the hour. Then, Roger Stone, next hour, because he's also been subpoenaed by this witch hunt and what that really signifies. And they're hoping to try to claim that if we testify, we say something not true. And so they can then indict us, not for leading an insurrection, but for supposedly lying to Congress. That's their plan. Will I plead the Fifth Amendment? We'll talk about it next hour. It's all coming up today. And then in the third and fourth hour, we're going to take you into the Matrix with the keys of how to defeat it with Reset Wars. The first big in-depth look. You do not want to miss the third and fourth hour. Most powerful info ever. But here's something I shot this morning where I'm calling for a new January 6th investigation.
Coast News Today.
It's time for the truth to come out. It's time for the American people to demand a real January 6th investigation. Because if you look into what really happened that day, it was a deep state operation that almost triggered an extremely violent event at the Capitol. The terrible events of that day, as bad as they were microscopic compared to what the deep state was actually planning. And that's why they're fighting so hard to run this fake committee, this kangaroo court. That's why they are making so much noise about the general public being terrorists, the American people not being trustworthy, and moms at PTA meetings being the number one terror threat, is because they know if the truth about January 6th comes out, which is coming out thanks to Tucker Carlson and others, their entire deep state is going down. Because just like Russiagate, January 6th was their operation. The January 6th witch hunt committee makes Joe McCarthy blush from his grave. It is a complete and absolute fishing expedition trying to demonize populist Americans that want our country to be sovereign and want to put our nation first. It is 21st century mass persecution. Now, as you've probably seen on the news, it was the top story yesterday, not the man that ran over 40-plus people, killing five because they were white, in Wisconsin. No, ladies and gentlemen, the story was Alex Jones and Roger Stone subpoenaed by the January 6th committee. Here's the problem with that. They will claim I lie about something to the committee, which isn't even true. I wouldn't lie. And then they will have the FBI and the Justice Department indict me for lying to Congress. I'm not stupid. So, they've been asking why other people weren't declaring the 5th. I'm probably going to declare the 5th, not because I've done anything wrong, but because these people are political criminals that have an axe to grind and have been bragging everywhere they want to put me in prison. Okay? I'm 47 years old, don't have any felonies, any of those issues. I'm a good person, a family man, and I don't intend on spending the rest of my life in prison. No, sir. Don't want to have that happen. And so, I don't want to testify before them because they will lie and say that I lied. Here's the other problem, though. I want a January 6th investigation. I want to know why the National Guard were refused of President Trump when he asked for them on record. And then later the head of the National Guard in D.C. lied and said that Trump hadn't asked or that he couldn't supply them. And just last week admitted that Trump indeed did ask for them and was refused. I want to know why half the Capitol Police were sent for, quote, traffic control by D.C. that controls them that day. And the Capitol had half the police they had. I want to know who ordered the stand down of the police and let the people in the building. I want to know about the FBI infiltrating groups and the federal documents that have come out that indeed they did have informants inside. And they brought the same FBI agent from Michigan who set up the false flag against Governor Whitmer to run the operations on January 6th. I want a real investigation, but this isn't a real investigation. They have a few handpicked Republicans like Liz Cheney and others that are horrible neocons, and they are basically setting up a show trial here. So, I'm on air weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com. We're still on the air in many ways bigger than ever, telling the truth, laying out the documents, covering what's really happening. And I really do want to testify to Congress. And so if they let me testify live in front of the cameras or depose me on C-SPAN, I will probably do it. That way they can't twist what I said later. But I've seen what they've done to other people, and there's no way I'm going to go behind closed doors with Schiff and all these other crazy people and Swallowswell, the Chinese agent, and let them sit there and claim that I've done something wrong or claim that I lied to Congress. I want an investigation of them. The evidence is overwhelming. The deep state that controls them and ran the fake Russiagate operation also provocateured January 6th. I want to know why the groups I was working with Ali Alexander, on record had the permit on the edge of the Capitol by the Supreme Court where Trump thought he was going, where I told the crowds, don't go in the building, go over here, let's be peaceful. They know all this, and they can't stand it, ladies and gentlemen. So this country's in an emergency. They never want us to have a real election in 11 months. They want to set up this tyranny. They want to brand their opposition as terrorists. They want to have a political purge, and it's wrong. So I want a real January 6th investigation that's bipartisan, and I would be happy to testify before that under oath. But I'm not a fool, I'm not an idiot, and I'm not about to be set up by the political globalist criminals in Congress, the Democrats, that have sold this nation out to China. This whole thing is about distracting from Biden, the stolen election, the gas prices that have doubled, the incredible inflation, the borders collapsing, the pedophile rings running around all over the country, and this whole New World Order agenda selling our country out. You people are traitors. You signed on to the wrong team. America's awake to you. So good luck trying to put the Patriot leadership in prison. We're going to peacefully have a velvet revolution in this country of ideology and of culture, and we're already winning, and your New World Order is destined to fail. Your Great Reset is nothing but the establishment trying to take over and trying to suppress the people. Your Great Reset will be defeated by the Great Awakening. Infowars.com, Band.Video, FreeWorldNews.TV is the front lines of the human fight for liberty.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you. getting fired up yesterday when I learned that the Mitch Hunt McCarthy 2.0 was after me. I mean, I knew that was coming. And there's subpoenas coming in and all the rest of it. Because we'd already had the FBI and Justice Department, all of them subpoenaing us and sending us letters and just dealing with it with the lawyers and the amount of money it costs to have them just dig through everything so you certify we don't have what you're asking for. And people say, oh, well, just it's a bunch of BS, don't comply. Well, then they SWAT team you. So let it be known, we're not holding anything back. Don't have an excuse to come here with 40 dudes and guns. They know that. That's why they let Owen turn himself in, because we're not looking for a fight with the FBI. If they want to destroy the country and destroy their children's future, we're going to try to politically stop them. Because we believe getting in a physical fight with them is what the globalists want. Because we're good Americans. We're understanding that discretion is the greater part of valor. But the deep state with the poison shots and the rest of it is really pushing towards the physical confrontation because they're losing the political war for hearts and minds. We're winning big time. This is a football game. We're in the fourth quarter, and we're like 60 points ahead, okay? Only hope they've got is that our team starts biting and hitting and stabbing the other team so that our team is disqualified. They've lost. They know that. Their house of cards is coming down. And I'm not the type of person that sits up here like some propagandist and tells you we're winning when we're not. I've been on there 28 years. And the first 22 or so, I told you we were losing. The tide began to turn, though, about 8 years ago, and in the hearts and minds, we're winning. And I can tell you, the average person that works in the federal government, whether they're in the military or in the federal agencies, is not a bad person. In fact, they're more awake on average, I found, than the general public, because they've seen the corruption. What do? Get out so the bad guys can be put in? It's a very small group at the top that is executing all this, and a very large group of corrupt Justice Department lawyers. But the federal marshals and even the average FBI agent, they're not our enemy. And I don't say that to kiss their ass. I say that because we don't want to be lured in to a civil war, which is what China wants. And I've got so many incredible articles here today. So much. And I sit here before I go live on air, after hours and hours and hours and hours of research, yesterday evening and today. I was up working at 1 a.m. last night because this is important stuff. And I was up at 5:30 studying till my younger daughter got up at 7 o'clock and I made her breakfast. I had to take an hour out, hash browns, bacon, eggs, bagels with cream cheese. We just pig out every morning. Had a great time with my 4-year-old daughter. That's where I just recharge. I spent an hour with her just eating and playing in the backyard. It was like an eon of just delight compared to all this evil. But that's what I fight for. That's who I fight for. And if I need to die for her, if I need to get put in prison or killed, cards on the table, baby, chips on the board, everything in, everything in. And it's not even a question when you get to that point of the fact that they're coming after our children. So all over the world, they're announcing under globalist control that they're going to start injecting newborn babies with the deadly shots that erase their immunity and just destroy them for life. It's on record. So people ask, as a 47-year-old man that's been around the world and seen a lot of stuff and been through a lot of pain, which made me stronger, by the way. So all that pain in hindsight now was the best part of my life. Didn't enjoy it at the time, but it made me better. I would be the biggest coward piece of crap ever if I didn't stand up for children who don't have anybody to stand up for them. So I'm going to tell you all, you're on the right side of history. Everybody knows it. They can see it. They can feel it. They can analytically document it all for themselves. And we know we're in a time of great evil trying to grab everything it can and take it down with it. So let me just give you a gestalt of the news. There is a Breitbart article that I read this morning, but I don't have the full article. You guys print it for me because it didn't print all the pages for some reason. I've got a Breitbart article that is the most important article of the day. And if you're a new listener that just tuned in this week or today, you're like, well, wait, you said Rittenhouse is a diversion. Well, he's important for the Second Amendment. He's important for self-defense. He's a great young man. But compared to them coming after hundreds of millions of children with poison shots, his pain is a drop of blood compared to an ocean of blood. But how China and the Democrats have responded in lockstep together is a Rosetta Stone through which, a keyhole through which, you can see their whole agenda. This is the most important article of the day. Because you understand this, you understand everything. So let me hit it right now. China, in thousands of articles a week, is saying America's done, America's over, America's so racially divided that we will burn up and be over. And they're telling investors that, and they're telling other governments that, and they're screaming that from the rooftops and the mountaintops and the hilltops and the valleys. And who is China? They're where the globalists have invested. They're where Hollywood's invested. They're where the New World Order has set up their new system. And China owns four of the six big production houses. That if you go look at who owns the movie houses that fund all this black-on-white violence movies and Whites Are the Devil shows and all these TV shows and programs, it's the communist Chinese regime, which is the most homogeneous group of people in the world. And I'm not against the Chinese that, on average, they just want to be with Chinese. Okay, that's what you're comfortable with. It's who your mama and daddy was. It's your culture. I get it. You're not bad because most of you decide you want to stay who you are. They don't like the Koreans. They don't like the Japanese. They don't like the Russians. They like Chinese. They're the oldest culture in the world. And they get that their strength is the fact that they are unified. So they're financing with the left and paying billions a week, billions a week. There's thousands of programs every year that whites are the devil, kill them, get them. And the weak-minded buy into that to divide the country. That's all it is. And China brags. They say America's over. They will be destroyed in a race war within the next year because that's their plan. China can't launch nuclear missiles at us. We get in a war with them and destroy them. But they can release a bioweapon with the China files, Bill Gates and the globalist. And the puppet President Biden they put in. So this is the takedown of America and the end of the country. So all the Justice Department lawyers and all the FBI and all of you can pretend this and say if you get Trump and get Alex Jones and, you know, get Owen Schroyer and get James O'Keefe and if you get us all, why, you'll be a real boy finally. You'll be in charge of the new America. No, they always get rid of the traitors that help bring down the country. They never leave you in place. In fact, I know after you guys have brought the country down, I'll be approached one last time to join the globalists. I know that. I'm just going to say, no, I want to leave the country. If we lose it all, and they'll probably just kill me on the spot. But I know how this works. I know how the real elite operate, okay? You guys don't. You kiss the ass of the group taking the country down, and you're fools. You're the idiots that lower the drawbridge for the Huns to come in at midnight, and the first thing the Huns do after they capture the city is arrest you and slit your throat. You think the Huns, you think the globalists, you think the New World Order respects people that lower drawbridges on their own people? You are the curse. You are the plague, as Cicero said 2,000 plus years ago. So this article, we'll cover it later. We got a bunch of big guests on. But this is everything. Our enemies bragging how they're financing all this race crap. And I'm not stupid. I'm not going to play into it. But it's getting rough, man. I'll tell you, white folks are getting beat up, stabbed, and attacked everywhere. And the system is there trying to bring this country down. And it's so sad. We need to rally together against the globalists and restore the republic if we have any sense left.
There are so many crappy brands of energy products, energy drinks, energy powders, energy pills. And look, almost all of them work, but they're toxic and they've got incredible downsides. Horrible crashes and, again, so many toxins in them. All of the nootropic products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are clean, are pure, are highest quality, and they're long-lasting, and they help focus your mind. And right now, our strongest product of the three nootropics we have, Rainforce Plus, Rainforce Ultra, and TurboForce, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force has been sold out for more than 6 months. It's back in stock with free shipping, 40% off. It is 10 hours of clean energy without the big crash. And it's available right now, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Alex Jones.
It is a real honor to be in the crosshairs of the most evil people on earth. My flesh doesn't like it, but my spirit loves it. Because I intend to go into harm's way. I intend to take on the evil. I intend to challenge the corrupt power structure because I don't want to be energetically, spiritually aligned with them in any way. And that means I need to be in absolute opposition to them. And I am in opposition to everything the globalists and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates stand for. Paul Joseph Watson joins us because he has been really doing an excellent job over at Summit.News and also at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, laying out so much here, dealing with what happened in Wisconsin at this attack a few days ago that killed 5 people, injured more than 40, some of them in critical condition, including children as young as 4 and 5 years old, literally blood all over the streets, gallons and gallons of it everywhere. They said it looked like a slaughterhouse. They washed it away as quickly as possible, and the news said he was being chased by police. It was their fault, and that was totally made up and not true, says the Black Lives Matter leftist police chief. He was let out of jail, obviously, by a Soros finance DA that is a leader in letting armed criminals and others out. And I want to read the whole rap sheet of this black supremacist terrorist, but it's long. child trafficking, sex assaults, choking, attacking, trying to run people over. I mean, he's a regular jihadi, and he believed he was going out. We now, the evidence has come out, to attack and kill evil whites that were, you know, having a horrible celebration parade they've been having for over 100 years. So Paul Watson joins us to talk about this and to expand on it. There's also a recent Liverpool bombing at a hospital by a Christian convert who was a jihadi. So Paul Joseph Watson joins us to talk about this incredible level of not just attempts at race war and social division, not just here but in Europe as well. The same globalists run everything. But all the looting and attacks and massive crime exploding everywhere, like Klaus Schwab said, they're going to undermine civilization and collapse it. We're here now. So I just want to cover these topics. I want you to hit them, Paul. But I want to also do 35,000-foot view before you leave us in about 30 minutes. Paul Joseph Watson, what's your view on all this?
Well, with the attack in Wisconsin, Alex, you had the narrative being set in the immediate aftermath of the incident by the media, saying that this driver, this massacre driver, was fleeing a crime scene. He'd been involved in some kind of knife fight, and he was fleeing the scene of a crime. If you're trying to evade police attention, Alex, because you've just been involved in a crime and you're trying to get away, what's the one thing you wouldn't do? You wouldn't drive directly into the main street in the town where the Christmas parade is happening, the most public place possible, if you're trying to evade police attention, and mow down 50 people, including children. Not a very good way of keeping out of the eye of the police, is it?
No, I mean, Paul, you're right, but now they confirm he ran over barricades, he had all the side streets, he was not being followed by police. It's all a lie.
Yeah, but they're still reporting that he was fleeing a crime scene. They're not even asking what the motive was. You've got an arrest video of him today, which has been released by NBC. They cut out about 2 minutes of the video where the police go and arrest him. We don't know what happened there. And then, of course, we have his statements. We have his Facebook profile posts. We have his YouTube videos, which are all deleted within 2 hours of the incident, of course, hiding the evidence, which show, as he said, he was a black supremacist. He posted violent threats against white people. He told people to go out and randomly, physically, violently assault white people. He was doing rap songs on his SoundCloud account about George Floyd and Eric Garner. He was amplifying BLM rhetoric every possible opportunity. He was posting about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict and saying how angry he was about this. Just a coincidence, Alex, that someone mows down 50 people in Wisconsin and he's a black supremacist 2 days after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. And you ask the question.
Well, it's also a coincidence that in England and Europe and all over, they had to put up these freedom barricades everywhere because of all the jihadis running over folks with vehicles. But the news spins it and says it's actually the vehicles, you know, bus attack, truck attack.
Yeah, they say dissolve the borders. Well, now in London, we've got borders on our bridges because about three of them have been used as vectors for massacres by jihadists. And another one happened the other week, which we're going to talk about. There's the arrest video that you're watching, by the way. So, yeah, imagine if you had a white supremacist. You go on his Facebook page. It's full of Confederate flags. It's full of violent threats against black people. 2 days later, he's angry about the verdicts of a trial. He goes out and mows down 50 mainly black people. Do you think the media would make the connection that maybe the motive is that he hates black people and that he's a race supremacist? They would be all over it. This would be the top story in America for a month. And they've basically forgotten it already. They brushed it under the carpet. The police chief who went on a Black Lives Matter march in June 2020 made his officers kneel to Black Lives Matter. He's brushed it under the carpet. And basically that's it. And it's absolutely incredible that they get away with this by saying that he was fleeing the police. The police even said he wasn't fleeing them. Why would you go and mow down 50 people if you're trying to evade police attention? The narrative doesn't hold together. It makes no sense whatsoever.
And we've now still, as you said, right before I went live, I was in the control room, and we got TVs in there, and you can see them still saying, oh, we don't know why it happened. It's a mystery. It's such a tragedy. For TV viewers, we'll roll the footage from up top of building. I mean, he clearly is like driving over person after person after person like a Frogger video game. And then they're saying this is all an accident.
Yeah, you had an eyewitness who said he'd been going down the middle of the road. He swerved and headed downtown. So they said he could have gone down the side of the road where there weren't people. There are numerous roads that he could have turned off that he could have gone down to avoid the public parade, as he's apparently trying to evade police attention. He mows down 45 of them, including a dance troupe of grannies, a dance troupe of kids. You've still got 10 kids in the ICU, Alex.
I agree, but let's compare that to... There's a Black Lives Matter rally that just happened to like 5 people, 10 people, and then somebody's car barely bumps them. That's on the national news. Oh, my God, a white person just attacked BLM with no proof. They may have even staged it. We don't even know. This could be Jussie Smollett, but this is now being put on the news as a huge racial attack when there's not even any proof, but the other one's an accident and no big deal.
Precisely, and they said the Kyle Rittenhouse incident was a racial attack where he legally defended himself.
Well, they said he shot 3 black people on MSNBC.
Yeah. The Independent literally put on their front page that he killed 3 black people. So they told you for 14 months that Rittenhouse had murdered BLM protesters, or even in some cases they said black people. Meanwhile, this literal black supremacist who hates white people runs over 45, 50 white people. He's angry about the Rittenhouse verdict. And it's, oh, no, he was just fleeing the scene of a crime. It makes absolutely no sense given his profile. And then you look at the New York Times, for example, Alex, the day after this happened, they put it on page 22 of the newspaper. Can you imagine if a white supremacist, again, had barreled through a Black Lives Matter parade in an SUV, killed 5 people, potentially more, injured 45 people, would that be on page 22 of the
Well, remember when the psycho went and shot poor innocent black people who went in South Carolina at the church? That was horrible. We were against it. The media said all whites were guilty. No, that was one crazy person. The point is, admit it's a bad person, whether they're black, white, whatever. This is crazy.
Yeah, Dylan Roof, they had his entire motive laid out within 12 hours of the attack. This guy apparently is just saying nothing, and it's going to have disappeared by the end of the week. By the way, Wikipedia changed their description of the incident from the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack. Now they're calling it the Waukesha Christmas Parade car crash. It was just a car crash, Alex. Maybe an accident.
Oh, well, you saw Schumer say, oh, we're going to build better roads. The racist roads caused this. I'm not joking. You saw that. We'll come right back and talk about a similar case in the UK of a hospital getting bombed by an admitted jihadi, and the news is saying he's a Christian. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The media is the enemy. It's owned by mega banks that are destroying our countries that want to get rid of.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Propaganda. I remember 7-8 years ago in Germany and France when Islamists would run over sometimes hundreds of people with cars, killing 80 plus in one event in France, if you remember. And the media would say, truck attack. And we make jokes about it, but it's not funny. Now in America, CNN, MSNBC, I've got the articles right here, are calling it a car accident, a truck attack, an SUV attack. These are the headlines. You've seen them. And now we've got Democrats saying that the attack at the Christmas parade is karma for Rittenhouse acquittal. And of course, it's a weird, crazy white woman. And I'm not trying to put white people down. I'm just saying this is a bunch of leftist people engaged in black magic, basically, who want power. And most of them are white, trying to get power out of making us all kill each other. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the racist-ass black people and the weirdo white people pulling their strings. Because they're going to get everybody killed, basically. This is so... While the Chi-Coms brag, covered this earlier, in their newspapers, how they're financing Hollywood to create racial division to bring America down. And then we're all screwed. The whole ship goes under. It's unbelievable. It's so obvious. Paul, going back to you here. You've been all over this. I mean, you produced so many reports on this. You've written so many articles on it. There's another example, this guy bombing the hospital, and then the media calls him a Christian. I mean, this is, so they go further now. It's not just cover up that it's Islamics. They then frame Christians, who statistically are the most peaceful people in the world. Paul Watson of Summit.News.
Yeah, this was an incident that happened last Sunday on Remembrance Day during the parade, where this individual was... got into a taxi with a suicide bomb. He planned to blow himself up. Thankfully, the taxi driver, who should get the highest honor, the highest medal available, I don't think he has yet. He'll probably end up like the Millwall supporter during the London Bridge attacks who challenged the terrorists and was later demonized as a domestic extremist.
In fact, let's remind people of the Lion of London Bridge, what he fought like 10 dudes who stabbed him dozens of times and still kicked their ass and saved people?
Yeah.
I mean, tell people about that guy. We forget about the Lion of London Bridge.
Well, yeah, they ran onto the London Bridge, started mowing people down, jumped out of the car, started stabbing people. This guy is challenging them, he's attacking them, and he's later put on a government watch list because he criticized Islam too much and was too vehement in his opinion.
He was made to go take classes.
Yeah, he was being made to take re-education classes. The literal hero in stopping the jihadist attack was put on a government watch list. This case in Liverpool last Sunday. So he gets in a taxi with this suicide bomb. The taxi driver knows something's up with him. He's fidgeting around with wires. There's smoke emanating from his backpack. The taxi driver drives him to where he wants to go, which is outside a women's hospital in Liverpool. Now, we don't know whether he planned to attack the hospital or a Remembrance Day parade that was taking place just a stone's throw away. By the way, the Remembrance Day parade started at a cathedral. So apparently this Christian convert wants to bomb a Christian cathedral because that makes perfect sense. So thankfully, he ends up just blowing himself up. No one else was seriously injured. The taxi driver survived. Then the media comes out and says he was a Christian convert. Well, we know that they lie because his asylum claim was rejected in 2014. They go to the cathedral and pretend to become Christian converts, so then their asylum application is more likely to be accepted. The fact is, while he was constructing this bomb, he was seen attending a mosque every single day during Ramadan. The week before the attack, he was seen praying in this mosque with fellow Muslims. And yet this lie that he was a Christian convert, he wasn't a Christian convert, he was a fake convert, was still being repeated by the BBC days after this attempted attack happened.
So Paul, I mean, at this level, they might as well just say Daryl Brooks was a white supremacist in Wisconsin, in Waukesha, that ran over 50 black people. I mean, that's the level of this identity theft disinfo. And I'm not trying to even blame any group. I'm just saying they cover up when one group does it and then lie about Rittenhouse and say he shot three black people. Not true. It's just next level. This is brainwashing that's so insane, but they never get in trouble for it. There is the white supremacist that ran over 50 black people.
No, their reaction today, the Daily Beast in particular, is they're now going after Tim Pool and Andy Ngo, saying that they're bad for posting screenshots of this guy's Facebook account where he's like, yes, let's go out and violently attack white people. This guy ran over another white
person. I'm glad you raised that point. They're now claiming that they're internet trolls who made it up. No, that's really his Facebook and Twitter. That's really his Instagram. That's really who he is. But they can't handle it.
And again, if the tables were turned, if a white guy was posting Confederate flags, hatred of BLM and calling for people to go out and violently attack black people, that would be a pretty big part of the story on CNN, wouldn't it? But it's not. It's brushed under the carpet. This Liverpool attacker, he entered the UK in 2014. His asylum claim was rejected in 2015. He was still in the country 6 years later, despite his asylum claim being rejected. No one knows who he was. He came from Iraq, whether he was radicalized. He obviously was radicalized. So he remained
Imad Al-Swilmin, and they say he was a devout Muslim. You got links to this in your article at Summit.News. He was at mosque repeatedly every week.
Yeah. And again, he's another refugee. How many times do we have to have refugees turn into terrorists before we have proper border controls, Alex? The Manchester Arena bomber who blew himself up, killed a bunch of kids at the Ariana Grande concert in 2017. A refugee from Libya, literally rescued by the Royal Navy, by the UK government, brought into the country. That's how he repays us, by blowing up a bunch of kids. You have the Paris massacre terrorists, exploited the refugee wave, pretended to be Syrian. That's how they got into Europe. That's how they killed dozens of people.
Oh, same. I love how they always call 25, 30-year-old men children, too. And in Germany and France, even put them in middle schools with little kids they then rape. And this is all a sick leftist joke.
Yeah, they literally have 45-year-old men coming in on buses to the UK and say they're children. They did tests of their teeth even in Sweden and found that they were 40, 50 years old, but we were called racist for pointing out that they're not children. And you had it with the beheading of the school teacher in France, Samuel Paty. Again, a refugee brought in by the government ends up killing somebody in France. You had the beheading in Nice, same story, a Chechen refugee. There have been innumerable mass casualty terror attacks carried out across Europe by people either pretending to be refugees, getting into the country on the carpet of the refugee wave. And you have a situation in the UK, Alex, where we've had over 20,000 boat migrants come in this year alone, Turns out the government has only deported out of 20,000 just this year, five of them. And you've seen the videos. They get off the boats, whether it's in the UK, in Spain, wherever, and just run off into the nearest town. Nobody knows who the hell they are, and in many cases, they've gone up on to blow themselves
up. I live backed up to woods and houses and apartments, and my son wants us to be armed now when we hike down there, because there's almost no one around. There are Haitians living and running around the woods behind my house. And this is in West Austin, which is a nice area. This is all over the damn world now, all over the Western world. And it's only just begun. How crazy is this going to get? I know you live in London. You're planning to move out soon. You were telling me off air it's like uninhabitable now. You can't even go out.
It's getting worse. And this government promised to reduce immigration to drastically lower levels. It's completely failed to do so. The only good thing that's come out of this is that now Nigel Farage is saying he's going to get back into politics, and he is the only real opposition in this country, because we have a fake Labour Party opposition which wants even more open borders. So that's the only good thing that's come out of it. But then again, you had the media reaction after the attempted Liverpool suicide bombing. Within 48 hours, Sky News, one of the top broadcasters in the UK, 48 hours after a jihadist tried to blow up a hospital, their top headline on their website was about some Pakistani cricket players being called mean words by other cricket players 15 years ago. And that was seen as a more important controversy, someone being called a mean word 15 years ago, than a literal suicide bomber trying to blow up a hospital or trying to blow up a World War II, World War I memorial just a stone's throw away from where his bomb went off. So again, it's about letting them into the country, and then it's about the media cover-up that happens in the immediate aftermath, and that's precisely what you've seen again with this SUV attack, this black supremacist in Wisconsin, and it's only going to continue.
Exactly, which is all an exercise by the intelligence agencies and the ruling class over the media to see if they can successfully cover up vaccine damages, vaccine deaths, secret operations, crimes committed by the invaders. All of it is a plan. Paul, do five more minutes with us ahead of Roger Stone joining us with exclusive information on the subpoenas he and I received from the January 6th Kangaroo Court coming up. Please don't forget, listeners, we only got a week or so left on free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And TurboForce, 10 hours of clean energy, is finally back in stock, 40% off. And we've got the new super whitening coral calcium toothpaste, better than even the last brand we had. Made in America, back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.